I want you to catch something as I'm bringing out that story. Jehoshaphat was a mighty king in the perfect will of God. He had no trouble with God. He feared God. He will not do anything except it is the perfect will of God. And so, when Ahab sought his advice concerning the battle that he should join him to go as his fellow brother and capture that land, he said, before we do that, why don't we hear the word of the Lord for the day? Concerning this matter, what is God saying? Ahab said, no problem. He brought 400 prophets. All of them were prophesying the same thing. Go, the Lord is with you. You will get that piece of land. Cha-cha-cha, go ahead. The way they were prophesying, every true child of God has an inner witness that receives or rejects something that is of God or not of God. The problem with us is many of us are careless and we don't explore that thing God has put there. English people call it premonition. Whatever they call it, there is an inner witness. And that is why, how do you know you are a child of God? The Bible says, the Spirit of God bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. How do you know that you are a child of God? Something inside of you assures you. You have not seen that God. You have not seen that Jesus. You have never been to Israel. You don't know anything. You only read it. You believe it. You made up your mind. And something keeps assuring you that if he comes tomorrow, you are going with him. That thing is in every true Christian. But some of us, that conscience, that still small voice, that speaking to us through inspiration, some of us, and many of us, it is dead. The Jehoshaphat was alive. He said, 400. All of them saying the same thing. Is this all the prophets you have? We know how eventually Micaiah was sent for. Micaiah, who will say nothing except what he truly hears from God, prophesied to them that I see Israel scattered as sheep without a shepherd. Ahab knew what that meant. And let me tell you, remember from earlier conversation, you know that Ahab didn't like Micaiah. Why? Because he knows Micaiah will not bend the truth. He had respect for his revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Although they bundled Micaiah and threw him in the prison for speaking contrary to the renowned prophets of the land, where are you? Which reverend title do you have? Which group do you? Where do they know you? That a whole prophet like him, one of them came and slapped him there. Where did the Spirit of God leave me to go and talk to you? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. But do you know what? Although they bundled him and kept him in the prison, the interesting thing is that Ahab believed that revelation. Jehoshaphat, that was supposed to be more spiritual than that, was supposed to believe more than Ahab. Now, if truly Jehoshaphat was one that was going to do nothing except he was led by God, and if it's true that he realized that something was wrong with the revelation of the 400 prophets, and if it is true that he now believed what Micaiah was saying, Jehoshaphat would not have gone for that battle. Ahab and Jehoshaphat went for that battle. But let me tell you the evidence that Ahab believed. Ahab now told Jehoshaphat to disguise as a king and dress like a king while he would dress like an ordinary soldier. Why? He know anything Micaiah talk will come to pass. But Jehoshaphat was foolish. He now decked himself. In every battle, number one target is who? He's the king. Once you grab the king, the battle is over. Amen. Did Jehoshaphat believe Micaiah? No. If he believed him, he would not have gone. come for that battle. Did Ahab believe Micaiah? Yes. Ahab believed. That's how many of us are. It's true. So many of us. Hey, praise the Lord. Can I tell you something? Do you know why many unbelievers don't like to come to church? Okay, let me not even go too far. I know a brother. He was a soldier, and he's still a soldier. At the Kedja Cantonment. Through this church, he gave his life to Christ. He stopped smoking. He stopped misbehaving around women and his wife like that. He was serious. It was visible. He was serious. He even became a prayer warrior. And God was talking to him. God made himself real to him. I'm telling you a real life story. Suddenly he stopped coming to church. And after some time, I had to go to his house. Why are you no more coming to church? That's somebody that for years, for God to show him he's real. For over 12 years, there was no promotion for him. His mess up, of course, he was so useless. You couldn't buy him for anything. He's drunk, and the whole commanders were just, you know. I had to go and meet his commander. I said, don't write this man off. Leave him with me for some time. Because the commander was a member of this church. Suddenly, he stopped coming. When I went to meet him, he said, Pastor, the reason I stopped coming is because I went back to those things I stopped. I said, what do you mean? He said, Pastor, make I tell you. I've started smoking again. Pastor, let me tell you. I started womanizing again. I started drinking again. And so I was afraid to go to church so that the anger of God will not strike me. Was that man a believer? Yes, he was a believer. That's why I say I want you to understand me. Was that man a believer? A proper believer, that is who he is. But there are people sitting down here, they are worse than that man. They sleep with other people's wives. They left their girlfriend now from house, bath and put perfume, and they are sitting down here. Is that person a believer? I want you to understand who the believer is and who the unbeliever is. You are worse because you are a hypocrite. You are a pretender. Because one identity of anybody that has met with God and known him is you will fear him. One identification of the believer is you will fear God. You will fear him. What happened when Adam fell in sin? Did he go with his chest like this to God's presence? He ran away first and hide. Then you're home. You have finished your own. You put perfume and you're going. You are worse than the prostitute out there in the red light district. I said, when I finish, I will ask how many believers are here. And let me see how many hands will truly go up again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me give you another example. Esau and Jacob. Esau. It is a tradition of Israel. Amen. Because that's another category of this type of unbelievers in the church. It's a, you know, the firstborn is the strength of the man. It's the man's glory. The heir apparent. He has the birthright. The first portion goes to him. If he remains, then others can get. And so it is a position of pride in the family. Jacob always wished he occupied that position, knowing the benefit of that birthright. But here is he. Somebody who was entitled to that birthright. but did not have respect for it. The truth is, he did not believe in what the birthright is all about. We know the story. Because of food, because of what he will eat, he sold his birthright. While you have Jacob, who would do everything to get that birthright, even if it includes 419. That's a different kind of faith. So many Christians today, so many, and I'm not looking too far, because it is where I associate, I observe. My message this morning is not from what I read outside. They have no respect to birthright. When you are born again, there are rights that go with the new birth. One of it, hallelujah, one of it is that God has promised us that he who takes care of those birds in the sky, they have no farm, they have no land anywhere, they have no address, and yet he clothes them, he feeds them. He said, how much more you, his children. It means when you are born again, it is your right to have a job. For instance, if you therefore go to anywhere to get a job, and one fat, bellied old man somewhere, bald-headed man somewhere is telling you, well, before you have it, I have to sleep with you. He is trying to play around your birthright. How many people know that? Anytime you submit yourself for him to sleep with you, to be able to get that job, you are another Esau. You have sold your birthright. You don't know who you are. Okay, why is he giving you that horrible condition? It is the right of Esau. Jacob is the junior. He has a right to send Jacob to the bush to go and get bush meat for him. And maybe pursue. He's not the senior. But he didn't know his right. If he asked Jacob and Jacob refuses to give him, he will go to Papa Jacob. Papa who? Papa Isaac. He will go to their father Isaac. Isaac, say, oh, Jacob is misbehaving. I sent him to go and bring bush meat. He bring and finish. He made better pepper soup in the top. He refused to give me. When I said, he said I should sell my birthright first to him. You know, if Isaac hears that Jacob is in trouble, how many of you know that when anybody, you want anything and the unbeliever tries to go beyond his boundary, he is risking your reporting him to the Almighty God? How many of us know that? Because of hunger, we descend to dirty things to make ends meet. And you are quick after that to carry your Bible. What that man in that office does is, as he's indirectly telling you, as you are coming to this office, they're not coming to do Christian here. And if he slept with you to give you the job, he will continue to sleep with you to retain the job. He will sleep with you for promotion. When there's retrenchment, he will sleep with you to keep you. You've sold your birthright. May it not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not only Esau. It's not only Esau. We have Samson also. Samson is another type of unbeliever. His mama told him, his mother told him, the day the Lord God said, this is the source of your power, those your dreadlocks. I think there were seven of them or so. Those dreadlocks, He said, if you remove them, no more power. No matter what condition he was, when you shake those things, power will come back. Did Samson believe his mother? The time to confirm whether he believed came with Delilah. Because of fornication. So many Christians have destroyed their destinies. Sin, especially sexual sin, especially sex, sexual sin. A lot of you women, or even men, sister, the woman, when it's not every man that wants to sleep with you that is trying to gratify himself. It's not every man that wants to sleep with you that actually is doing it to satisfy an urge. Many of them are occultic. There is something they know that has to do with that. Once they can succeed, there is something they take from you or deposit in you. It's true. And it has to do with your destiny. One of the women that dress and attract you, brothers, the men, you think she just loves men to sleep with her? That's why she's advertising her virtues like that? No. She's on assignment. I have had them testify. We have stopped them testifying here because it leaves a stigma on them. But before we stop, you people used to hear some of them that testify. You had one of them, one time, that testified openly in the church. Before we stopped them. We hear them when we are doing deliverance, but we don't allow them to come and testify outside. Because of the stigma. Nobody would like to come such a person now after. Everybody will run away. She says she had power in her eye. She had power in her mouth. She had power in her private part. According to her, the assignment they gave her was pull down men. And anybody they see, they target. Once she uses that eye, grab you. You're going to follow up. Once you're able to sleep with her, if she said, no matter how rich you are, no matter how rich you are, if you sleep with her, he said, that's all. You will never go up again. The beginning of going down begins. And she was boasting over it. She was not playing. She meant it. She spoke how they had some of their cultic people somewhere as medical doctor. He said they will go near girls that claim to be virtuous, manipulate them, and get them to be pregnant through some men somewhere. When they are pregnant now, the same day we now go and meet them. Let's go and abort it. I know somebody who will do it for you free. That person, that doctor there is their member. As you go, they are removing something from you. She confessed it here. Through sex, so many people have destroyed their destinies. Do you know that there is something spiritual now? The real spiritual people who want to stay spiritually potent, if you watch them, even the occultic people, those who are leaders of occultic groups, the real babalawo, they don't sleep with women. Who knows that? If you meet any babalawo that is chasing women up and down to sleep, he is a 419. He's not a real babalawo. A real babalawo will not sleep with a woman. Because they know, once you do that, the power destroys. That's why every man is to remain with his wife. You go beyond that, you are destroying yourself without knowing it. I say by this time tomorrow as we gather, you will come.